感谢主的恩典啊，让我们啊可以在这个灵会的时间呢啊，更多时间聚集在一起来查考神的话语。
Thank God that through the convocation we can have more time together and study.
小弟现在奉主耶稣的圣名啊来查考这些石头是什么意思。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study what do these stones mean.
我们要从约书亚记的第四章。来看看，把我们所领受的恩典留下记录是何等重要。
We will look at Joshua chapter 4 to see how important it is to leave behind this memorial of grace.
因为这些记录要成为证据，也是要成为一种纪念。
And these things are meant to be records as well as memorial.
我们刚才听了林姐妹她的见证，很多人。
We have just heard the testimony of Sister Lin, and many were touched.
因为这个就是信心的旅程。
This is the journey of faith.
那我们每一个走过的人都知道啊，神的作为远超乎我们所能够预测的。
Everyone who has walked through this journey would understand that God's work is really beyond our imagination.
一开始我们可能没有什么信心。
At the beginning, we may not have great faith.
但是当我们顺服神走过之后，我们就越发有信心。
But when we submit to God and continue on this journey, we would have more faith.
所以第一代的人跟第二代的人应该会有差别。
There would be differences between the first and second generation.
因为当我们愿意把神的作为记在心上，不断去思想的时候，我们越发有信心的。
When we're willing to remember the work of God and then think about it,then we would have more faith.
我们如果看圣经里面选民的历史，
if we look at the history of the chosen people in the Bible,
我们会发现其实出埃及之后第二个世代的人比第一个世代更有信心。
We find that the second generation that came out of Egypt were more faithful than the first.
因为第一个世代他们没有神的话语。
The first generation did not have the word of God.
一开始的时候他们不知道为什么要出埃及。
At the beginning, they did not know why they had to leave Egypt.
他们只是有一个很简单的愿望。
They only had a very simple wish.
就是不要再当奴隶了。
That they would no longer be slaves.
有一个机会可以成为自由了。
That they had an opportunity to be free.
但是他们不知道神有更高的旨意。
But they did not know that God had a higher will.
神不是只是要他们在世上过一个自由的生活而已。
God did not only want them to be free in this world.
而是要他所选择的人能够真的在地上建立一个圣洁又公义的国度。
But that the chosen people in this world would build up a nation that is holy and righteous.
他们要成为神一个很重要的模范，来让以后的人看着，然后愿意对神有信心。
They are to become an example so that people in the future.Would see and have faith toward God.
也能够同样经历神的拯救，神的作为。
And that it would establish the salvation of God.
但是很可惜的第一个世代失败了。
But unfortunately, the first generation failed.
他们不但没有去纪念神的作为，而是一路上不断的发怨言。
Not only did they not remember the work of God, they continued to complain in the journey.
甚至到了迦南地的门口了，都不愿意进去，想要往回走。
Even at the front step of the land of Canaan, they did not want to go in but turn back.
所以最后他们用40年在旷野流浪。
Therefore, they had to be in the wilderness for 40 years.
直到这些不信的世代一一的倒闭了。
Until the unbelieving generation had passed away.
这个新的世代他们慢慢学习，知道神的用意在哪里了。
The new generation.Study slowly and knew the will of God.
那他们能够对神有信心，能够全体一致的接下去，他们就要真的领受神的应许。
They had faith in God, and as a people, they were to receive the promise of God.
我们早上提到约书亚记第三章，他们过约旦河的过程。
This morning we talked about the process of how the Israelites crossed.River Jordan.
因着众人的信心能够同心合意的听神的话，他们很顺利的过了约旦河。
Because of everyone's faith and submission to the word of God, they successfully cross the River Jordan.
等到他们过了约旦河之后，
But after they crossed the river,
第四章一开头第一节说，
Chapter 4 verse 1 says,
神特别跟耶稣亚交代，
And God commanded Joshua especially,
第二节要他把那事先选好的十二个人，叫他们再回到祭司站的地方，每一个人去扛一块石头上来。
In verse 2 and on, it talked about how there would be 12 men that would go back to the midst of the Jordan from where the priest's feet had stood firm and pick 12 stones.
这个石头是从祭司站定的地方拿上来的。
The stones were to be picked from the place where the priest's feet stood firm.
要放在他们当天晚上要住宿的地方。
And they were to be placed at where they were to lodge that evening.
那第四节说耶稣亚把他所预备的这十二个人都叫了来。
Then in verse 4 it says, Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed.
然后第五节对他们说，你们下到约旦河中，过到主你们神的约柜前头，按着以色列人十二个支派的数目，每个人取一块石头扛在肩上。
Verse 5 says, Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder accordingto the number of tribes of the children of Israel.
第六节，这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据，日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？
Verse 6, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you?
第七节，
7,
你们就对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在神的约柜前断绝，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。
Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever.
然后这十二个人就照着约书亚的吩咐到约旦河中去取十二块石头上来了。
So these 12, according to what Joshua commanded them, took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan.
这些石头是什么意思？
What do these 12 stones mean?
这当时候的人，他们亲身经过约旦河的，他们都知道。
For the people who walked through the Jordan, they knew.
但是以后的世代，他们可能不知道了。
But the future generation may not.
这十二个大的石头要作为证据。
These 12 stones are to be proof.
这证据就是神他是信实的。
This proof that God is faithful.
他终于把这些选民带到应许的迦南地来了。
That he had brought the chosen people to the land of promise.
而且是用很奇妙的方式让他们从约旦河走干地过来的。
And it is through miracles that these people walk through the dry ground.
这些石头是从约旦河中间拿上来的。
And these stones were picked from the midst of the River Jordan.
那这个石头是放在他们当天晚上住宿的地方。
And these stones were placed at where they lodged that night.
以后所有的世代人，他们看到这石头就会问。
In the future, when people see these stones, they would ask.
这些石头就成为一个纪念。
And these stones are meant as a memorial.
要让他们纪念他们的先祖是怎么样被神救赎今天才能够在这个地方居住的。
To remember how their ancestor was saved.And that's why they were able to live today.
所以他们的存在本身能够在这个地方居住本身就是神的作为。
So the fact that they were able to live at where they are is the work of God.
没有神的带领，他们是永远不可能在这个地方居住的。
Without the guidance of God, they would not have been able to live there.
所以这些石头就成为证据，也是一个纪念。
So these stones became evidence and they became memorial.
它的证据就是神的作为是明明可知的，很多人他们都经历过了。
An evidence that was also seen by many people who experienced it.
那这个就是今天圣经把过约旦河的过程写得这么详细，它的用意。
This is the purpose why the Bible recorded so clearly the process of crossing the Jordan.
要让以后神的选民他们都能够记住神的救赎。
And in the future, the chosen people of God would remember God's salvation.
让他们去思想为什么神要用这个方式让他们进迦南地。
For them to think about why it is that God allowed them to go into the promised land this way.
我们从摩西五经在读到约书亚记的时候，
from the Mosaic Five Books, we have read unto the book of Joshua.
我们就看到以色列百姓他们一开始的时候过红海。
We see that the Israelites first passed the Red Sea.
接下来是第二个世代过约旦河。
The second generation crossed River Jordan.
这两件事情对他们来说都是惊天动地的大事。
These two incidents were considered very amazing incidents.
但是如果我们把它比较，这两次神的作为。
When we compare these two great acts of God,
我们现在看这个过红海这件事情。
When we look at the Red Sea crossing,
神有要他们说要从红海 的那个海床那边去拿什么东西、啊、上来做纪念吗？
Did God ask them to pick something from the Red Sea as a memorial?
你如果看那个困难的程度，哪一个事情困难
？When you look at the difficulty level, which one is more?
是过红海困难还是过约旦河困难
？Is it harder to cross the Red Sea or River Jordan?
应该是过红海困难呢、啊。
It should be the Red Sea that was more difficult.
因为红海永远不会干的。
Because the Red Sea would never dry up as a
whole. 而且红海比约旦河更宽阔。更宽阔
and it is wider than River Jordan.
你要走过红海，要走整个晚上的。
You actually would need an entire evening to cross the Red Sea.
但是过约旦河可能几个小时就走过去了。
But to cross River Jordan, it would just take some hours.
但是当百姓过红海的时候，神没有要他们做任何的事情。
However, God did not require the people to do anything in crossing the Red Sea.
就走过去了。
They simply were to walk through.
我们如果想想看，这两次。过红海跟过约旦河做个比较
，If we really compare these two incidents，
我们就会发现、啊、这当中有多么美好的这个意思呢
？We will find that there is a very meaningful thing。
他们过红海的时候，如果我们还记得在出埃及记第十四章所描述 的细节
，Exodus chapter 14 described the details of the Red Sea crossing。
过红海的时候，是后面有埃及的追兵在追他们的。
They were actually being pursued by the Egyptian army.
在红海边的时候，那些百姓他们想什么
？And while they were at the edge of the Red Sea, what were they thinking?
他们想说，为什么神把我们带来这个地方，死在这个红海边呢
？They were thinking, why would God bring us here that we would die at this point?
他们当时跟摩西说，我们干脆回去了。
They said to Moses, we should just turn back.
他们不知道前面到底要怎样走，因为没有路了。
They did not know how to proceed anymore because there was no road in front of them.
所以后面有追兵。
They had these army that pursue behind them.
前面没有路，就是海。
And before them is the sea where there is no more road to tread on.
神用他的权柄让红海分开。
But God used his power to separate the Red Sea.
让他们过去了。
And they were able to walk through the sea.
然后又让所有的埃及追兵死在海中。
And then caused all the Egyptian army to die in the Red Sea.
当追兵在追的时候。
When these army were going after them,
云柱是退到他们的后边来，把埃及人跟以色列人把它分隔了。
The pillar of cloud went behind them and separated the Egyptian army from the chosen people.
那时候是摩西带领。
At that time, it was Moses who led them.
那时候都还没有神的话语。
And at that point, there was still no word of God.
只有一个很重要、很直接的目的。
But a very simple objective.
要离开埃及，要往神。要他们去的地方前进
，which is to depart from Egypt and go to a place that God has prepared for them.
所以他们过红海的时候，神没有要他们留下什么东西。
So when they crossed the Red Sea, God did not want them to leave anything as a memorial.
那时候他们其实对神也没什么信心。
And at that point, they didn't really have great faith in God.
不知道神要他们做什么。
They did not know what God wanted them to do.
因为当初摩西跟他们讲的时候是说，要走三天的路程去在那里敬拜神。
What Moses said to them is that they would travel 3 days' journey to go and worship God.
但是现在40年之后，我们看他们过约旦河的时候
，But 40 years later, now that they're about to cross the River Jordan,
现在他们要过约旦河，后面没有追兵的
，There is no one pursuing behind them.
他们事实上是预备好的，很站着照着神的时间啊，他们就这样子把脚踩进水里面，然后他们可以过约旦河。
In fact, they had prepared themselves, and according to the time prescribed by God, they stepped into the River Jordan.
他们过去在过红海的时候，心里害怕的。
When they crossed the Red Sea, they were greatly afraid.
他们不知道前面的路是在哪里。
They really did not know the road ahead.
但是这一次，他们没有害怕。
But this time, they were not afraid.
因为没有人在追他们。
There is no one pursuing after them.
这一次他们是有信心、有目标的，知道过了约旦河之后要做什么了。
This time with faith and with a clear objective in front of them, they knew exactly what to do.
所以在约旦河边等候的时候，所有人，包括官长、祭司、百姓、约书亚，他们都有对神有同样信心，他们都准备好了。
So as they were about to cross River Jordan, all the officers and all the priests and all the way to the leader, they were all prepared and knew exactly what to do.
以前的第一个世代，他们事实上是跟摩西抱怨的，他们不相信摩西的带领。
The first generation, however, were complaining to Moses and did not believe in his leadership.
但是第二个世代，他们很听耶稣亚的话了。
The second generation really heeded the word of Joshua.
每一个人都照耶稣亚的吩咐这样子做。
Everyone did according to what Joshua commanded them.
好，现在他们真的过约旦河了。
So now they really are crossing.
要过的时候，神特别吩咐了。
And when they're about to cross, God said,
要去从约旦河里面扛石头上来。
They are to pick these stones from the midst.
要把它放在他们今天住的地方。
And to put at where they were to lodge.
那所以我们现在想，神为什么特别要百姓去拿石头上来做纪念呢？
If we think about the reason why God would ask them to pick these memorial stones,
过约旦河，这就是他们信心的结果。
Crossing the Jordan is really the result of their faith.
他们愿意顺服神的产物。
They were willing to submit to God, and
他们也要有勇气能够踩下去第一步。
And they also need to have the faith to make that first step.
所以他们当时候不是在那边等神做神开路他们才走。
They were not really waiting for God to open it up for them to cross.
照着神的安排，他们一定要祭司勇敢的把脚踩下去。
According to what God had prescribed to them, they were to make that step into the river.
啊，其实。最开始下去的就是约柜
，and it is the ark that went in first.
然后约柜就站在那个约旦河中间了
，and the ark remained in the midst of the river.
如果我们继续看，看会发现最后离开约旦河的是约柜。
If we continue to read, it is the ark that last left the river.
所以是神在他们的前面引路的。
So it is God who guided them in front.
约柜代表就是神跟他们同在。
The ark represents the presence of God.
约柜就代表神。他的怜悯。
The ark represents the mercy of God.
因为约柜上面有诗人宝座。
And this is because the ark has the mercy seat on top.
所以因着神的怜悯、神的引导，他们能够过约旦河，他们跟随约柜而过约旦河的。
Because of the mercy and guidance of God, they were able to cross the river Jordan.
所以在这个约柜所站的地方，这个水绝对流不过来了。
Therefore, where the ark is standing at.The water would not reach.
那现在神要百姓去把那个石头扛上来。
Now God wanted the people to pick the stones.
这个石头就是一个证据，神真的拯救他们。
The stones are to be a proof that God saved them.
今天他们当时候的人哦，他们都经历了神的这个救赎，他们都记住了。
Everyone at the time remember the saving of God.
每一次看到这些石头，他们就知道怎么一回事。
Every time they saw the stones, they knew exactly what happened.
你看，今天我们有些人他们领受不同的恩典，有大有小。
Today we see that people experience different type of grace, whether great or small.
因为有时候神给我们的考验不太一样，就是考试的程度、难度不太一样。
The tests or trials that God allowed us to go through.May vary from one person to another.
有的很困难，真的，人没有很极大信心，是真的做不下去的。
Some could be very difficult. Without great faith, it is really hard on to get through.
但多多少少，我们每一个家庭都有神的恩典。
But whether great or small or much or less, there is some.
我们有神的恩典，绝对不能忘记。
And when we have that in our family, we cannot forget.
一个人如果他没有神的恩典，说他没有什么东西好写，那就情有可原。
If a person says, I don't really have anything to write about, it may be forgivable.
但是对我们来说，今天我们基本上每一个人、每一个家庭都有很多神的作为。
But for us, we have a lot of the work of God in our family and personal.
如果我们有神的恩典，却把它忘记了，这就是问题的开始。
If we have grace from God, but we forget them, this is actually the beginning of a problem.
有时候我们对神有体验，但是久了之后，我们就把它淡化了。
Sometimes we have experienced God, but after a period of time, We forget about them.
所以信仰有时候会起起伏伏，会疑惑，问题是出在人身上。
Our faith may go up or down because of our issues or problems.
因为我们人记忆力总是有限的。
Our memory is limited.
有时候会把神重要的恩惠忘记，或者是忽略了。
We sometimes forget or ignore the grace of God.
真的有些有时候我们觉得很刻骨铭心的那种体验时间久的时候，真的可能就会模糊，觉得说当初真的有这么感动吗？
It's true that even things that may be unforgettable, we can still forget them after some time.
但是当我们没有去回想的时候，我们就会真的就会偏离了神的路。
If we don't think back and try to remember, we may depart from the way of God.
当初神的百姓就是犯了这个错误了。
This was the mistake of the chosen people of God at the time.
如果我们看诗篇七十八篇
，If we refer to Psalm 78,
诗篇七十八篇，这是亚萨的诗。
This is the Psalm of Asa.
当时候，他就作诗在要让百姓去回想他们所犯的错。
He wrote the psalm for people to reflect back their mistake.
如果我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
七十八篇第八节，不要像他们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆、居心不正之辈，向着神心不诚实。
And may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright, and whose spirit was not faithful to God.
第九节
，9.
以法莲的子孙带着兵器，拿着弓，临阵之日转身退后。
The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bowls.Turn back in the day of battle.
以法莲的子孙代表就是以色列。
The children of Ephraim represent Israel.
他们带兵器，拿着弓，临阵之日转身退后，指的是他们背弃的神跟他们所立的约。
They were being armed and carrying bowls, but turned back in the day of battle. It means that they had turned back from the covenant with God.
第十节说他们不遵守神的约，不肯照他的律法行。
Verse 10 says they did not keep the covenant of God, and they refused to walk in His law.
第十一节又忘记他所行的，又和他行给他们奇妙的作为。
11 and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them.
今天如果我们知道神他向我们所立的约
，Today if we know the covenant that God has set with us,
他应许他的百姓，神所应许百姓的
，and what he has promised to his people.
神当时候跟百姓说，你们出去打仗，你不要害怕。
God said to his people at the time that they can fight and they do not need to fear.
只要愿意，他们愿意记住神的话。
As long as they are willing to keep the word of God.
他们愿意先跟神祷告。
That they would pray to God beforehand.
神就跟他们一起出去打仗。
God would fight with them.
最后胜利就是属他们的。
And victory would be theirs.
神会成为他们的力量。
God would be their strength.
但是当人背弃这个约的时候。
But when men turn back from this covenant.
想要靠自己的方式去打仗，最后一定失败。
Trying to use our own way to fight, we would only face failure.
不但这样子，第十一节说他们又忘记神所显过的奇妙的作为。
Not only so, verse 11 said that they forgot his works and his wonders.
那所以今天能够把神的作为记住是很关键的。
So today it is very critical that we remember God's work.
百姓他们这个历史，因为我们从耶稣亚记以后读历史，会发现这段历史就是。他们忘记神的作为，一开始就是因为这样子，然后呢，他们就每一件事情就都不顺利了。
We are reading Joshua, and we will continue to read the historical books. We will find that this really is the issue, and that people forgot the work of God.
最后，他们就每个人都按他们心中所想的去做，变成国中没有王。
At the end, everyone did according to what was in their heart, and there was no king in the kingdom.
但其实神是他们的王。
But in actuality, God is their God.
神带他们走路。
He is their king who would lead them.
为他们征战。
And to fight for them.
所以进埃及进迦南地的时候。
So when they were entering the land of Canaan.
其实从头到尾，那个每一场战役都是神在帮他们打的。
Every battle that they faced were fought by God.
所以他们最后可以享受在迦南地的这个好处。
At the end, they were able to enjoy the goodness of the land.
但是过了不多久，进入了士师时代以后，就变成国中没有王了。
But not long after, during the time of the judges, there was no king in the land.
那所以要把神的这个恩典记住。
So we must remember the grace of God.
我们今天 就是要把这些石头把它立起来。
To do that, we must erect these stones today.
我们有些人都有收集这些、有些不同的嗜好，有些人收集各种不同的东西。
Some people collect different things as a hobby.
有人是这个收集车子。
Some may
模型车子。
Some may collect model cars.
有人可能是一些什么石头。
Some may collect stones.
有人可能收集什么枪。
Or guns.
还有人是收集刀子的。
Or even knives.
那当然各式各样的东西都有了。
There are a lot of things that can be collected.
我们信徒之间呢，有很多人都很有才华。那有时候到各地方去，他们就发现，很多艺术品很有意思，好像很有价值。
A lot of our members are also quite artistic. So when we go to different places, we may collect arts.
我看大部分人都有嗜好比较多了。
I think a lot of us have hobbies.
家里都有许许多多的不同的收藏，特别准备了一些柜子或者是空间来收集起来。
And so a lot of us have prepared these shelves for our collectibles.
但是到目前为止，我还没有看到我们有一个信徒去收集我们教会所有的出版品。
But I don't think I've seen a member who would collect all of our publications in our church.
就是我们教会有很多很多的见证集。
That is, our church has so many testimonial books.
我们不管是英文的还是中文的，我们都有很多弟兄姐妹他们所留下的美好的见证的记录。
Whether it is in English, in Chinese, there are so many of these written records of testimonies.
我还没有看到一个家庭是把我们教会曾经所出过的，这个当然是语言我们要看得懂的那个见证的记录，把它收集起来。
Of course, we would only collect in languages that we can understand.But I haven't seen any member who would collect all the testimony publications.
有人收集了哇，这个世界各地不同的这个艺术品。
Some collect artwork from all over the world.
但是这些艺术品通常最后都是在那边摆灰尘而已。
But we know that these are really just collecting dust at the end.
看了之后，其实也不会让我们对神更有信心的。
They would not make us more faithful to God.
但是如果我们把弟兄姐妹他们所曾经经历的神的作为把它收集起来。
But if we collect all the testimonies from brothers and sisters,
那有时候我们去翻翻看这些过去所发生的见证。
When we flip through them at times and read about these testimonies,
我们一定会信心增强的。
We will increase our faith.
因为神是信实的，神是公平的。
Because God is faithful and he's fair.
他的作为曾经发生在某些弟兄姐妹的身上。
His work had happened to some brothers or sisters in the past.
如果我们愿意相信，这也有可能发生在我们自己的身上。
If we are willing to believe, it would also happen on us.
所以我们所看到这些见证不是只是一个故事。
So these testimonies are not just stories.
而是我们也可以照着去经历，然后去体验神是真的。
We can also likewise experience God for ourselves to know that He is real.
所以我们一定要把神的这个作为把它记录下来的。
We have to keep records of God's work.
我们不需要讲到其他国家去那么远的地方。
We don't even have to travel to other countries.
就把我们在原教会所有弟兄姐妹家里所发生的事情都把它记录下来就好了。
Even if we just collect all the testimonies from our brothers and sisters here in Garden Grove.
我们刚刚过后教会已经1982年开始，现在已经35年。
From 1982 until now,Garden Grove Church has been around for 35 years.
从第一天开始到现在，如果35年，我们都把曾经发生过的见证把它收集起来，今天我们要有多少空间才能够放得下呢？
If we collect all the testimonies that we know from day one, how much space do we need to actually keep all of them?
所以我们需要，我们从现在开始就把我们的记录把它建立起来。
From now on, we can start our records.
因为这要成为证据，也是要做纪念的。
These are to be evidence and are to be a memorial.
相信 Jesuit 他的这个见证得到神医治的这个过程。
For example, the testimony of Jezreel, how he was healed.
以后他自己的孩子在看到这个过程的时候
，When his own children read about this in the future,
他一定会非常的感动的。
They would be very touched.
因为神曾经这样子拯救过他。
Because this is how God saved the family member.
我们有弟兄姐妹活起来，像好像从死里活起来一样的。
We also have brothers and sisters who resurrected.
如果我们真的把这个见证不断的去想它，去看神的作为，神怎么听我们的祷告。
If we think about these testimonies and look at how God listened to our prayer,
我们就不会忘记神是在我们当中的。
We would not forget that God is among us.
我们会对神越发有信心。
We would have more faith toward Him.
虽然有时候好像信仰好像没什么体验。
So sometimes faith may seem like there is no experience.
但是问题是出在我们身上。
But the problem is really with us.
是因为我们没有跟神这么亲近，我们没有这么样的依靠神了。
It's because we are not drawing closer to Him and we're not relying on Him.
神并没有改变。
God is the same.
所以我们今年教会要推动这个工作，我们希望每一个家庭，每一个个人，我们都能够把我们所领受的把它记录下来。
The church is trying to have every family to record all the testimonies and the acts of God.
不管长短，不管是多久以前的事。
Regardless of length and how long ago it was.
只要我们记住的，我们就要把它写下来。
As long as we remember, we should write them down.
因为当有一天我们的记忆模糊以后，我们要再回想就很难了。
Because the day shall come when our memory is not as strong anymore, then it would be very difficult for us to remember. 当我们把神的恩典
忘记了，这才是最大的损失。
But the greatest loss is when we forget about the grace of God.
我们如果看回来第四章。
Let's turn back to chapter 4.
这个时候，这件事情要扛石头这个事情，约书亚不是自己做的。
The incident of carrying the stones were not done by Joshua himself.
神要十二个支派，每一个支派派一个人出去扛。
God wanted a representative from every tribe to come and do the work.
也就是说，这个工作是所有的百姓全体要一起做。
In other words, this is a work that is to be done by all the people.
所以他们这个神的选民像一家人一样，他们共同的经历，他们有共同的见证。
The chosen people is like a family; they have a common testimony.
他们可以彼此的提醒。
They can remind each other.
互相印证说神曾经救过我们。
To confirm for each other that God has saved them before.
所以没有哪一个支派说啊，神爱你比较多，哦，神好像不爱我。
No one tribe can claim that God loved them more than the other.
因为进去迦南地之后，他们分土地，这个支派所住的地方就不一样了。
Because after they had entered into the promised land, they were assigned different parcels of land.
有人在北边，有人在南边啊。
Some tribe were in the north, some in the south.
最后发展了，我们会看到有些支派比较发展，有的支派好像比较没有那么发展。
We can actually see different progression of the different tribes.
但是这个对神的恩典来说，他们都共同领受，神都是很公平的，给所有的支派人一样的救赎。
But as far as the grace of God is concerned, it is the same between every tribe.
所以每一个人，他们可以互相提醒。
So they can all remind each other.
不管你是从哪一个支派来的，都一样。
It doesn't matter which tribe they come from.
这就是他们共同的记忆。
This is their common memory.
他们就可以再一次的重新得到力量。
They can once again have strength.
能够对神更有信心。
To have greater faith in God.
如果我们看第二十节。
If we read verse 20,
第二十节
，verse 20，
他们就从约旦河中取来那十二块石头，就耶稣有时候立在基甲。
And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal.
这个基甲是他们过了约旦河第一个落脚的地方。
Gilgal was the first place that they landed in after they crossed the Jordan.
这个地方对他们以后来说非常的重要。
This place was very important to them.
所以第二十一节呢？他对以色列人又说了：“日后你们的子孙问你们的父亲，他们的父亲说，这些石头是什么意思
？”Verse 21, then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, "When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, 'What are these stones?'"
二十二节，你们就要告诉他们说，以色列人曾走干地过这约旦河。
22, then you shall let your children know, saying, "Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land."
二十三节，因为主你们的神在你们前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如主你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来一样。
23. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over.
24节
24.
要使地上万民都知道主的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏主你们的神。
That all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
这些石头立在基甲。
These memorial stones were set up in Gilgal.
这是他们第一个住宿的地方。
This was the first place that they lodged in.
以后他们在这个应许的迦南地分散各地去居住。
Later on, they were dispersed throughout the promised land to live.
但是每一次当他们回到基甲这个地方的时候
，But whenever they returned to Gilgal,
他们就可以看到这最初的这石头。
They could see these original stones
被立在这个地方
，that these stones were set up here
作为证据
，as evidence.
因为祖先曾经走干地过了约旦河
，that their ancestors had crossed over the Jordan on dry land.
就像更早的世代走干地过黄海一样
，just like the earlier ancestor who walked the Red Sea in dryness.
他们看的时候，看到这些石头
，when they saw these stones,
万民所有的人都会知道说啊。这个神真的太伟大。
Even all the peoples of the earth may know this greatness of this God.
那这些愿意相信神的人就永远的敬畏他了。
And those who are willing to believe in him would fear him forever.
这就是我们最起初的信心。
This is our first faith.
这一个过约旦河的这个世代，他们是最有信心的。
The generation that crossed the Jordan River.Was the generation that had the greatest faith.
如果我们看后来以色列百姓的历史
If we look at the history that happened after this point,
真的是这个世代的人是最有信心的
It's truly this generation that had the greatest faith.
前那个世代没有信心的已经死了
The previous generation that did not have faith had already went by.
在他们这个世代以后的人，渐渐的就没有那么敬畏神了
The generations that came after this did not fear God as much.
这个世代他们过约旦河
But this generation crossed.The Jordan River.
他们进迦南地去征战。
They enter into the promised land of Canaan.
他们绕过耶利哥城。
And they went through the city of Jericho.
他们亲自经历，用喊的就把耶利哥城把它攻下来了。
They personally experienced that by yelling, the city of Jericho was captured.
照神的吩咐。
It is through the instruction from God.
该安静的时候，一句话都不要讲。
When they were supposed to be quiet.They remain quiet.
该喊的时候，尽量大声喊。
And when they were supposed to yell, they would yell.
一喊之后，那个耶利哥城的城墙就倒了。
And as soon as they yell, the city wall had collapsed.
然后接下去，你看他们每一个战役都得胜了。
From that point on, we see all the battles.
只要他们愿意听神的话。
As long as they were willing to listen to God.
这个世代真的是很有信心的。
This generation truly had faith.
等到以后的世代就没有这样子了。
In the future generation, we do not see the same.
因为如果我们看耶稣雅记的24章
，If we turn to Joshua chapter 24,
耶稣雅记的24章
，Joshua chapter 24,
等到耶稣雅死了
，This is after Joshua had passed.
29节
，Verse 29,
耶稣雅死的时候110岁
，When Joshua passed away, he was 110 years old.
30节就说以色列人就把他埋葬了
，Verse 30 says, the people bury him.
31节
31.
耶稣亚在世和耶稣亚死后那些知道神为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候以色列人就侍奉主神
Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel
这些世代就是看过约旦过约旦河的世代
This is the generation that had seen or crossed River Jordan
他们征战迦南的这个世代
This is the generation thatFought.
那时候他们真的全心全意侍奉神。
So they truly served God with all of their heart.
但是等到这个时代过了以后呢
？But after this generation, what happened?
进入四世时代以后
，When we enter into the time of the judges,
我们就看到信仰一直走下坡了。
We can see that faith continued to decline.
当然，这些选民他们所走过的路线有神为了救恩的缘故所做的计划。
Of course, for the purpose of salvation, God had its plan for the people.
但是我们看到的是，这个信心，当时候第二个世代，他们记住了神的作为。
What we saw is that the second generation really remembered the work of God.
这是当时候，他们真的是敬畏神。
So at the time, they truly feared God.
所以，耶稣亚要他们把这个石头放在基甲。
Joshua wanted them to place the stones in Gilgal.
这就是。起初的他们所经历的神的拯救。
This is the first salvation of God to them.
今天如果我们能够把起初的信心把它坚持到底。
if we are able to hold on to our first faith until the end,
那我们才这个信仰的路才会越走啊越顺，也才能够越来跟神越亲近。
Then our journey of faith will be more and more smooth, and also we will be closer and closer to God.
起初的信心很重要的。
This first faith is very important.
因为这个时候这是最单纯的时候。
This is the most innocent.
没有那么多的问题的。
We don't have that many problems.
因为看到的都是神的恩惠。
What we see is really the grace of God.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第十四节
，verse 14。
我们从第十二节一起来读好了。
Let's begin with verse 12。
第十二节说：“弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
”Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God。
十三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
13。But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
14节
14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
这段圣经就在鼓励我们说，我们要注意自己的心思意念，不要因着各种缘故存着不信的恶心。
This passage is telling us that we must guard our heart, that we should not lose our faith because of these things that happen around.
当我们怀疑神的作为的时候，
when we doubt the work of God,
我们不愿意承认神在我们身上所做的工，
we are not willing to acknowledge the work of God in us.
这在神眼中就是恶。
This is evil in the eyes of God.
这个恶会让我们最后偏离神的路线。
And this evil will cause us to depart from the way of God.
这样不信的恶心会让我们被引诱。
This heart of unbelief will make us to be tempted.
我们心会慢慢把神的恩典把它淡化，然后最后忘记。
Our heart will diminish the remembrance of God's grace, and at the end, we would even forget.
所以那些石头带上来之后要放在基甲。
So the stones, after being taken out, must be set up in Gilgal.
他们第一站。他们印象最深刻。
This is the first station. It's where they had the greatest impression.
以后他们不管到哪里去。
In the future, they were to go to different places.
他们如果能够回到基甲来看一看那些石头。
As long as they can return back to Gilgal to look at these stones.
他们就想起来神的作为了。
They would remember the work of God.
所以信心就能够恢复起来的。
And their faith would be able to be revived again.
那如果我们看回来第四章。
If we turn back to chapter 4,
除了这十二个石头之外,
other than these 12 stones,
第九节,
verse 9,
四章九节, 耶稣亚另把十二块石头立在约旦河中, 在抬约柜的祭司脚站立的地方, 直到今日, 那石头还在那里。
Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day.
这个是另外的十二颗石头。
These are another set of 12 stones.
这十二个石头是在约旦河里面把它立起来的。
And these 12 stones were set up in the midst of the Jordan.
十二块要放在基甲的已经扛上去了。
The 12 stones that are to be set up in Gilgal had already been taken out.
这在河中的这十二个石头其实有一个意义。
But these 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan has a meaning.
这是要让百姓他们可以了解。
That is, the people would understand.
他们过去在旷野的时代，那个旧的生活，他们那个旧的人呢，是已经要死在约旦河了。
The lives in the wilderness, the old men that they were, had to die in the Jordan.
这十二个石头拿上去约旦河基甲的西岸，把它放下去之后
，12 stones were carried out of the river to be set up in Gilgal.
这个就好像一种。交换了。
This is like a trade-off.
旧的人留在约旦河里。
The old being remains in Jordan River.
新的人已经活在这个应许的迦南地了。
The new being is living in the promised land.
所以现在这个约旦河，你看他等到祭司上去之后，那个河水又恢复了。
we can see that after the people had crossed the River Jordan, the water continued again.
这个十二个石头就被河水淹没了，看不到了。
12 stones were covered by the water and cannot be seen anymore.
所以他说，这个十二个石头，直到进入海，这个石头还在那里。
And it says that the 12 stones are still there.
他是相信这个石头就是在那里的。
And so they believe that the stones were there.
而不是说他们又能够看到说河水又干了，他们看到。
It's not because the river dried up again and they saw these stones.
而是他们知道说这个过去他们救了那些。会抱怨神的，会这样子啊，让神很生气的这些旧的生活都已经过去的。
They knew that their complainful life in the past had already come to pass.
这个约旦河过了约旦河之后，就是一个新的开始。
After they crossed River Jordan, it was a new beginning.
他们过去虽然知道是被神拯救，他们也知道神的恩典。
They knew the grace of God in the past.
但是总是信的不完全。
But they could not truly believe.
碰到事情就是埋怨神。
They would complain whenever they encounter difficulties.
但是现在这些不好的个性、不好的生活都已经被埋在约旦河里。
But these bad traits, these bad characters were buried in the River Jordan.
他们现在全新的人啊，活在神的应许里。
Now they are new beings living in the land of promise.
那所以他们现在看着这十二个石头。
Now, when they look at these 12 stones,
就是在基甲的十二个石头
the 12 stones that are set up in Gilgal,
他们就会想到另外有十二个已经在河里面被淹没了
They would remember the 12 stones that were in the river.
所以这个石头有一个很重要的教义的意义
So these stones has an important teaching.
不但是为后来的世代
It is not just for the future generation.
也是他们当世代的人可以不断去思想
It is for that current generation to reflect.
我要活在神面前是一个新的人。
That I need to live as a new being in front of God.
要完全顺服神的带领。
That I need to submit to the guidance of God.
因为神的爱是完美的。
Because the love of God is perfect.
神让他们走约旦河的干地过去的。
God allowed them to walk on dry land through the river Jordan.
河水断绝的时候，那个河床是干的。
When the water of the river stopped, actually they were on dry ground.
神没有让他们走那个泥泞的路哈，过约旦河。
God did not cause them to walk on wet or swamp land.
这说明说神的恩典真的是完美无缺。
This is saying that the grace of God is truly perfect.
神照顾百姓的需要真的是很周到。
When God watches over His people, it is in all aspects.
所以靠着神，他们没有负担，他们不会觉得说好像不完美。
So through relying on God, they really did not have anything that had to be worried about.
真的就好像我们所听到的见证啊。
This is just like the testimony we've heard.
神的祝福，神的医治本身是没有副作用的。
God's blessing, God's healing has no side effect.
不用再担心说啊，以后会怎样。
We don't need to worry about what would happen in the future.
所以这就是神要我们借着这个把这个石头立起来得到的教导。
This is the teaching that God wants us to know from the erection of these stones.
我们要永远的跟着这位神。
We must follow this God forever.
这个信心的道路啊，我们走过之后，我们就知道神他是可靠的。
After we walk through the journey of faith, we know that God is truly reliable.
我们要时常的去述说。
And we need to proclaim often.
要常常想说，如果没有神救我们，我们今天可能不会是另外一个样子。
To reflect often that if God did not save us, we would be a different person today.
如果今天不是神啊，他让我们改变了，我们今天。很多人可能不会是坐在这里的人呢、啊。
And if God were not to change us, we would not be sitting here.
有人可能在赌场里面过日子的啦。
Some may live their lives in the casinos.
有人可能是醉酒在街上的。
Some may be drunk on the street.
有人可能吸毒然后被关进去监牢的。
Some may be using drugs or in prison.
但是因着神的救赎，这些。本来败坏的人，通通被拯救，变成新的。
But because of the salvation of God, we have all been saved and are here.
如果不是神救我们，我们可能胆怯，什么事情也做不了。
If God did not choose us, we may be afraid to do a lot of things.
所以以弗所书第二章，他提醒我们。
In Ephesians chapter 2, we are reminded.
看以弗所书第二章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来了。
And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
第二节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
2. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
我们直接看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us.
第五节。
Verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespass, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
今天，我们被神拯救。
Today, we've been saved by God.
我们要跟着神，走这条信心的道路。
We need to follow God to walk on this journey of faith.
我们跟着神走这条路的时候，沿路都会留下一些痕迹的。
When we walk with God on this journey, there would be traces that would be left behind.
这些痕迹要成为证据，也是一种纪念。
These traces would be proof and also memorial.
我们走上去之后，
When we have walked onto it,
不是只有我们这个世代。
It is not just our generation.
要确定我们的后往后的世代都能够继续走下去。
We need to be sure that our future generation will walk the same path.
所以当我们留下信仰的见证的时候，
So when we leave behind these testimonies of faith,
我们一定要用心的教导我们的儿女。
We need to teach our children carefully.
今天教会许多的世代流失了，他们从教会的聚会当中消失。
There are many who are no longer here.
不是他们小时候他们没有来聚会哦。
It is not that they were not here when they were younger.
很多人小时候都来教会聚会的，参加学生联会各种活动都有啊。
A lot of them came when they were younger, even all the convocations.
但是等到他们长大之后
，But after they had grown up,
因着各种不同的因素，一个一个就离开了。
For different reasons, they depart one by one.
为什么
？Why is that？
我们做家长一定要有一个心理准备。
As parents, we must prepare.
我们绝对不能够认为说孩子来教会，只要他要来了，他参加宗教教育了，还是我不放心的。
We cannot just be okay with the children coming to church and attending RE.
我们在家里面如果没有用心的在家庭做宗教教育
，If at home we do not really spend the effort.To teach them religious education.
如果我们不知道我们的孩子他们在做什么，他们在想什么
，If we do not know what our children are doing or what they're thinking,
很有可能他们长大的时候
，It is very possible that when they grow up,
他们对我们的信仰会怀疑
，They will doubt our belief.
他们对我们的教会会有很多的疑问
，They will have a lot of questions about our church.
因为他们会面对很多的挑战
，Because they will face many challenges.
如果他们又看到教会里面一些人。
If they look at certain people in the church,
他们更有可能会认为说这个教会为什么是独一的
？Then they would even all the more question why this church is the only.
所以我们在家里的时候，我们要小心我们怎么教养我们的孩子。
So at home, we must be careful in how we teach our children.
我们在家里的时候，我们在谈论教会什么事情
？When we talk about the church matters at home,
有时候孩子他们对教会失去信心，是因为家长在家里面讲教会的一些事情的。
Some children may even lose faith in the church because of what their parents talk about at home.
不是在谈神的律法，不是在谈神的这些信息。
They're not talking about the way of God's teaching.
可能是谈教会的某些人怎么样。
They talk about certain people in the church.
教会什么事情做得不好
？Or the church is not doing well in that area.
当我们在这样子在谈论的时候
，When we talk about this stuff.
很有可能这样的信息就是留在孩子的心里面的。
This message may stay with our children.
当我们没有真的去用心的去订正他们的思想的时候
，When we are not really paying attention to what they're thinking，
他们很有可能很多的疑问留着。
It's very possible their questions will remain.
长大之后，他们可能一个一个从教会的聚会当中消失。
And they will disappear one by one, from church service.
这个损失是谁？是谁的损失呢
？And whose loss is it？
是家庭的损失。
It is the loss of the family。
也是整个教会的损失。
It is the loss of the church。
所以我们一定要从历史得到教训。
So we must learn from our history。
我们每一个家庭一定要用心的教导我们的孩子。
That every family we must spend the effort to teach our children。
我们回到家里面一定要谈论神的事情。
That we need to talk about the matters of God.
要一起祷告。
We need to pray together.
要知道孩子他们在学校，他们在社会里面是做什么。
We need to know what our children are doing in school and in the society.
他们有哪些朋友
？And what friends they have?
他们朋友是什么样的观念
And what kind of concept do their friends have?
有时候孩子的转变可能很微妙，一点一滴而已。
Sometimes our children will change very amazingly, just one bit at a time.
如果没有及时的把他们做修正
，if we do not correct them in time,
日积月累，他们很有可能就怀疑了。
As long as it keeps accumulating, they will come to the point of doubting.
所以我们一定要在这个教育的事情上下功夫。
So we must put our effort in teaching.
让我们每一个世代看到神的作为，他们都会记住，而且愿意一直跟着神，永不退后。
So that all the generations would see the work of God and would not turn backward.
愿我们都能够看到这里圣经里面所提醒我们的道理。
May we all be warned and be able to learn from the teachings of the Bible.
能够把神的作为不断的述说。
To continue to proclaim the work of God.
让全体百姓，我们弟兄姐妹一起来走这条跟随神的信心的道路。
That every one of us can walk together on this journey of faith.
我们最后都能够进到神所应许的安息的这个美地。
And be able to enter into the land of rest at the very end.
真的享受主耶稣应许的福气。
To truly enjoy the blessings of our Lord Jesus.
愿主耶稣带领帮助我们。
May God lead and guide us.
我们这节聚会到这里结束。
And this concludes our session.
一起默祷。
Please pray in silence.